Hello, hello, hello.
Ooh,
oh, yay. It is.
Perfect.
Okay.
Hello. Welcome to our podcast.
Hello.
Welcome to our podcast. This is a great time.
This is a podcast.
Welcome.
Welcome. Hello.
Hi.
Oh my gosh. Okay, we tried to do minimal catching up before we hit record, but it didn't work as well as we thought.
We are so bad at talking before we record, and we do that nearly every episode. It'll be like 10, 15 minutes of us just talking, catching up, venting about our day, and then we press record, which could be a good thing because typically you don't want to hear my venting here on this podcast, so it's probably a good thing for everyone. We have a lot to talk about, a lot to cover, a lot to catch up on.
We're going to get some housekeeping out of the way, but then we're just going to jump right into it. This is going to be the clusterfuck catch-up episode, so you're welcome.
For anyone who cares, we're putting our life in this 30, 40 minutes, and you're going to listen to it. So I hope you enjoy.
I feel like next week we're doing a video Q&A. We'll talk a little bit about that in a minute, but basically this episode is going to be getting to see, like, exactly where we're at before we answer those questions for the Q&A, pretty much. So you'll know, like, where we're at, how we're feeling about stuff before we answer your questions. Val, do you want to take care of the stuff that you had in mind?
I'm going blank.
No, just sorry, I didn't mean to like put you on the spot.
Oh, yes. Wait. Okay, wait. I know what I was gonna say now. I'm sorry. Okay, we just talked about this like 30 seconds ago, you guys.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to make you feel on the spot.
No, what was happening was, this is so embarrassing. Okay, so Daisy, I could see her in the reflection of the window, and she is wild, and right now it's crackhead hours, so she was, like, doing something, but my stomach was making a weird noise, because I just had dinner, like, 30 minutes ago, you know, digestion noises, nothing serious, I'm fine, but I was like, oh my god, is that Daisy making that noise? Is she okay? And so as you were talking, that's what I was thinking of, and, so, yeah, sorry, everybody. So, what I was going to say is that I have not posted the TikToks from the last episode on our page, but I really want to because I feel like they're very entertaining and hilarious. And so, I will be doing that this week and weekend. You will hear more about this later on, but I have not been on social media much for a reason. That is why that has not happened. But please go and comment your questions for this next upcoming episode because we're really excited to have it recorded and you guys be able to see us talk, which typically doesn't happen. You guys are usually just listen to it in your cars or whatever. So that's all the housekeeping things that I had. Allison, am I missing something huge? That was it, right?
I don't think so. I think also, like, if you forgot to comment your favorite TikTok, feel free to go back and do that. We'll still post them because we're still obviously posting ours. So don't feel like just because we've moved on to a new episode means you can't share that. You, like, definitely can.
And the even TikTok if you're. Sorry. Go ahead.
Oh, no. I was just going to say, even if you're listening back in a while and you're like, I still have some I want to send, like, go for it. We'll still see
them.
And
the TikTok trends change so fast. So I already have ones that we didn't even talk about in the episode that are now in my head 24/7.
True.
And I've been singing around my apartment all day, all night. So
that's so funny. Oh, my gosh. Yeah. Well, I think that's everything. And then, also just remember to ask us questions for the Q&A because we can't answer them if you don't ask them. So
right. And then it's going to be a 5-minute episode and it's like, what's the point? So
right.
So we'll probably say it again at the end of this episode. If you make it to the end, yes, please go comment your questions. It can be anything.
Yeah. Yeah.
No questions are dumb questions.
Like, I think Tati asked us what our favorite color is, and I was like, yes, I can't wait to answer that. Yes. I'm so excited.
And then somebody else asked about our real jobs, like our careers and what we're doing in 9 to 5. Mm-hmm. And which I try not to really talk about, but anyways, we'll talk about that next episode.
Yeah. All right. I'm excited. I think that's everything. If we think of anything else, we'll just pop it in at the end.
Okay. Sounds good. Let's jump right in. Allison, you have a lot going on. I have been so excited to record this episode because your life seems like a shit show.
Oh, my
and
gosh.
Not in that bad of a way, but it's like shit that just keeps happening to you that you have no control over.
Mm-hmm.
What's going on?
Okay. So I think I don't even know, like, where to begin. So a few weeks ago, we had to go and, like, I don't know. We started looking at houses to rent because we knew we were going to be moving out at the end of our lease. So we were, like, preparing to do that, starting to build, like, you know, lists for that. And then maybe, like, 2 weeks ago now, a week and a half ago maybe, actually, it was maybe this time last week. I don't know. Time is but a concept now to me. It is nothing to me. time doesn't mean anything.
Life is an illusion.
Anyways, so our apartment flooded. Not like there was any damage to our property or life-threatening situations or anything like that, but just like something that shouldn't be happening and something that like definitely needs to be addressed by the owners of this unit because it's like, you know, shouldn't be happening. Yeah, and it's happened a couple of times before, but never this bad. And every single time we've been told it's fixed. And so we kind of just put our foot down, this time. And we were like, every time we get told that it's fixed, we're not confident that it's not. Like, at this point, we would just like the freedom to be able to break our lease and leave when we find a place that is suitable for us. So our property management is giving us that leeway, and they're just asking for 30-day notice for us to move out. So we are currently in the process of trying to find a house, and then when we find that house, moving within that 30-day, like, period would be our goal. So we're going to start, like, packing and doing all of that stuff. Meanwhile, I mean, that's, like, the all-encompassing thing. But, like, I also started therapy again.
Well, that's good. That's always a good thing to start.
Yeah.
But that is a lot of energy, which is why I keep avoiding to do it.
Yeah. Well, and I feel like I started it, and the first week I was like, I don't have anything huge going on in my life right now, which is why I felt like it's a good time to start, because I've got just, you know, lingering issues that I know I need to work on. Like, I've got some grief left over from when my grandma passed a couple years ago that I haven't dealt with because we got pregnant, like, immediately after. And so I think I was just, like, so excited for Laurel to get here that I didn't really grieve my grandma.
Yeah.
And she, like, was and still is, like, one of the most important figures in my life. So I don't know. I think going into it, I was like, that's what I'll work on. That's – I also, like, need to figure out my identity, like, being a mom now. I don't really know who I am anymore, and just all these things, you know?
Yeah.
And then it was like, boom, you're going to be moving. So now therapy is kind of devoted to just, like, keeping my head on straight while that's happening. But that's okay, because that's the great thing about staying in therapy is that, like, they're there – yeah, when things are rough, but then also, like, you can work on those lingering things in the middle of those rough, like, in between those rough times, you know, so.
Yeah.
But I felt like it was good timing because I started it and he's now got sort of, like, some background knowledge about, like, who I am and the things that I'm struggling with behind the scenes, but now, like, obviously knows everything that's going on in real time as it's happening. So I think the timing of it was really good. I got really lucky. I used the BetterHelp app, and the cost of it per month for me is one cost – or the cost of one hour-long session before.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So it's For me, it's affordable. I don't ever like to say something is affordable, like, as a blanket statement, because affordable is relative, you know? Right. But for me, it's affordable, you know? Well, and, awesome. Yeah, I'm really glad that I, like, am doing that for myself and that I, like, recognized that I needed that. And yeah. I got really lucky and was matched with a really good counselor with, like, the first match. So, yeah, I'm feeling good about that. But I'm also just in this weird place where, like, I'm feeling very insecure about, like, my friendships lately. And I'm, like, second-guessing myself a lot, mm-hmm. like, a lot. So I don't know. I feel like there's just a lot of different, like, things that I could catch you up on. But that's, like, my all-encompassing stuff, I guess, right now. I'm taking a little bit of a break from doing my real estate courses the way that I was doing them.
Yeah.
Because the way that I was doing them before was just 100% online, like, self-teaching. There's no, like, instructor assigned to you at all. So there's nobody for me to, like, ask questions to or anything like that. And that's been really hard. So I'm going to start seeing, like, a person to do some tutoring, which I think will be good because I don't want to, like, jump into a whole career path and, like, have self-taught everything, you know? I mean, I'm all about doing everything yourself, but, like, in something like Realty that you have to be, like, licensed for, I would like to be able to speak to another human being about that before it happens.
You don't want to go into that and be like, yeah, I taught myself online. Like, that's...
Yeah.
I mean, you can be presented with all the information and memorize it, but have you actually learned? Like, I learn a lot through other people's experiences and stories rather than, like, looking at a sheet of paper and being like, oh, yeah, this is this and this is this. Boom, I'm an expert. Like, that doesn't happen.
Yeah. So I'm taking a break from, like, studying to, like, test, I guess.
Yeah.
I'm more just, like, gonna be taking these tutoring, like, courses, and then when I feel ready again, I'll take the test again. But I think with moving now popping up, my goal was to pass the test by the end of April, and that just doesn't feel realistic now with moving. I just don't think I'm gonna, like, put that time constraint on myself anymore.
Yeah.
And my boss, like, totally understands that, and we're happy with the realtor that we have now, and he's, like, happy to have our business before I get my license, so nobody's, like, upset.
That would just be way too much. Like, you have your mom, first off, a newer mom. You are going to therapy, which is a lot, too. You have your normal job and moving and packing.
Yeah,
because
my normal job is still 40 hours a week, you know?
Exactly. Like, so, like, I think it's good that you're waiting because, like, you think you're overwhelmed now. If you, like, went full force into this, then you would definitely be burnt out by the end. And
yeah.
That's not good, so.
Yeah, when I'm being, like, taught by whoever this person is that's going to teach me, I want to, like, be there and just be learning to learn it and not be thinking, like, okay, like, I have this many days to learn it. I need to take it in before my next test happens on this date, you know? Like, I don't know. I kind of just want to, learn it to have it stick, not to, like, take a test, I guess, if that makes sense.
It does make sense a lot, actually. Wow, but you have a lot going on. There's a lot to unpack here.
Crazy. Yeah. Okay, so what's going on with you? Because my life has been moving a mile a minute, and I feel like I haven't been able to catch up with anybody because of that.
I know. Yeah, we haven't really talked a lot outside of just recording. So there's honestly, it's not even that much going on. Like, it's not like I'm busy. I have to pack. I have to work. I have to do all these things. It's more of Daisy's. Daisy, stop it. She's looking at me like, bitch, how could you interrupt my playtime?
She has to be a part of every episode.
God.
How could she not?
She really is.
She's so funny.
Okay, it's more of like, so I don't have a whole lot going on necessarily. It's just a lot mentally, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not going to turn this into a therapy appointment because that's something I need to do, which is on my list of things I need to do. And I don't know. I feel like it's more of like because there's not a lot going on.
Yeah.
And I have a lot going on financially. Like basically, I've always been bad about spending money. I've never learned how to budget. I've never been good at budgeting.
Mm-hmm.
I have tried so many Excel spreadsheets, even like budgets that have already been made for me. I can't do it. I've tried the apps. I've tried Excel sheets that I make my own. I've tried everything.
Mm-hmm.
And so credit cards have always been a weakness for me. It started when I was a manager of a store that I'm not going to say, but we've talked about previously on here.
Mm-hmm.
And I gave a 4-week notice between jobs because I was like, oh, well, they need the help. They need the notice because I'm the manager. And they legit just like that day.
Stopped scheduling you or something?
They took away all of my hours. They didn't outright tell me. They never told me this was happening. They just, like, started unscheduling me. And then when I asked about it, they were like, well, it's just best for the company. Anyways.
That's awful.
So after that, I had 6 weeks of no income. I had just graduated college, and I was on my own officially. And so that's when, like, my credit card debt really started.
Mm-hmm.
Because I was having to put rent on there. My car was a piece of shit, so I had to put everything mm-hmm. on there. And I just never grew out of those habits. And so I paid it off last year in the summer,
mm-hmm.
and I got a car.
Mm-hmm.
Then I had to make car payments.
Mm-hmm.
So I think what happened is I was not used to the car payments,
mm-hmm.
and I wasn't ready to make the car payments and adjust my spending habits.
Mm-hmm.
So I let myself get back into the credit card debt even worse than I was before.
Once you start digging that hole, it's so hard to stop.
It's so bad.
Mm-hmm.
And it's so shameful. And, like, I hear other people talking, like, oh, well, I don't have credit card debt. It's so easy not to just do it. And I pay off every month. And, like, I pay off my minimum. Of course I pay off my minimum.
Right.
But the minimum is, like, what, 2%
yeah.
of your thousands of dollars
right.
of the bill.
Right.
So anyways, it's just hard to hear other people talk about how easy they have it because they are good at spending money
mm-hmm.
and I'm not. Mm-hmm. And so anyways, it's gotten to a point where I am not happy with myself. And so what I have been doing is focusing on where I'm going to allocate my next chunk of money, which is payday on Friday.
Yes.
Episode release day.
Uh-huh.
And so I've been listening to an Audible, The Barefoot Investor.
Uh-huh.
Which is an Australian. Oh, yeah. So it's an Australian finance guy.
Uh-huh.
And my best friend, Lauren, who is in Australia, her and her boyfriend just listened to it and, like, got their shit together, paid off their debt within a couple of months.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah. And so they're doing really well. So she told me about it and I was like, okay, I'm going to go all in on this. And so I have it set up to where, like, I could do a whole freaking episode about this and I'm not going to go into it. But, like, I have it set up for myself for success now.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, I feel better in that aspect, but that shame is still there.
Yeah.
And I feel like this is something that people don't really talk about in their 20s is, like, when you have to borrow money and you have to borrow money from the bank and borrow from your friends and borrow from your family. Mm-hmm. It's not a proud moment. And, like, I get really hard on myself because I've always been like this.
Mm-hmm.
So I think I have just been really down as far as that.
Yeah.
Pandemic exhaustion, working from home exhaustion. Like, I'm just over everything.
Val, did you know that this weekend a year ago was the last normal weekend? We should all post about it.
I was sick as fuck the last weekend a year ago. I was so sick. And yeah, I'm like, I don't want to talk about how amazing my life was a year ago,
mm-hmm.
because life is shit still for me. And I'm still careful about this pandemic, even though I feel like I have broken some rules that I had with myself. And I felt guilty about it, and mm-hmm. everyone is, like, going out to clubs and going on vacation and doing all these things, and here I am, still working from home, seeing the four walls that I see every day, mm-hmm. all day. I can leave the house and be in the sun for as much as I want to after work, but who's going to do the dishes? Who's going to clean? Like, I have to do laundry and all this shit, so
right.
I think it's all just getting to me.
It's life exhaustion, not just pandemic exhaustion.
Yeah. So, like, I have not been on social media creating things because I feel like I don't have anything valuable to say. I've also been dealing with styes that are nonstop. So, if you don't know what a sty is, it is... God. It is a clogged duct in your eyelid. And it is painful. It swells up your whole eye. And you can't touch it and then touch your other eye because your other eye will get it. You can't put makeup on. You can't wear contacts. You have to work out with your freaking glasses on. And it's so... I am so sick of it. So this is my third one that is almost gone. And now I'm terrified to put my contacts back in. So I haven't been able to, like, put my makeup on, feel pretty for the day.
Nothing.
I can't do the self-care that I do on a daily basis, which is, like, put myself together. Mm-hmm. I love doing that. So, yeah. Mm. I hope this didn't turn into a therapy session, but...
No.
That's where I am at right now.
I want you to be able to, like, get everything off your chest, because, like, I'm gonna... Before I, like, say anything.
Yeah, no, I'm done now. I'm done on my tangent. I'm good.
I just, like, can relate so much to, I guess, like, the shame around, like, the debt, you know? Because Jason and I are in the best place that we've been in a while, like, payment-wise, but we by no means are debt-free, and we've never been close to that, like, at all, you know? Like, we haven't ever paid a credit card off entirely, like, haven't ever felt that satisfaction before. Just because life happens, but also because when I was in college and then, like, the first couple years of our relationship, like, I just really didn't understand the concept of how hard it would be to pay off a credit card. Like, just thought I would get an adult job and I would just pay my credit cards off, you know? Like, everybody spends money on credit cards in college and then they, you know, I don't know. It's just an easy habit and it's hard to get out of, you know?
Yeah, and, like, the thing I'm learning from this book, if you are bad with money and you need help, listen to The Barefoot Investor. The guy's name is Scott. I don't know his last name, but the guy's name is Scott. And it's based in Australia, so, like, the retirement plan is talked about differently. It's called a super fund.
Mm-hmm.
And ours is, like, 401k. And, like, but it's very similar to what a 401k is. So I just kind of, like, every time he talks about it, I'm like, oh, 401k, just think that.
Mm-hmm.
So he's talking about, like, with credit cards, it's just, you don't need it. Like, you don't need to build your credit with a credit card. You need to build your credit by making your car payments and making your house payments, not borrowing money for shopping or going out to eat or anything like that. Like, so, anyways, it's just, and then you pay the interest and then you pay the bank fees and it's just a endless cycle.
Yeah.
But I'm excited to get out of it. I really am. Like, not everything is dark gray over here in Valland. Like, I feel like I have a set plan, and I do feel, like, a sense of relief as far as that goes.
Mm-hmm.
But waiting for payday has felt like ages.
Yeah. Well, and I feel like for us, like, even though we haven't paid them off, we haven't put anything on them in... like, before we moved here. So almost 2 years.
Oh, that's good.
And that's huge to, like, not have used a credit card. Yeah, we didn't use a credit card through the pandemic at all. Like, if we needed money, we asked our parents for it because we were like, it's a pandemic and we can swallow our pride in a pandemic, you know?
Yeah. Well, and when I paid it off the first time, it was money from my parents for, like, an early Christmas, early... you know, whatever. And then I sold my old car, and that's what really paid off my credit card, was selling my old car. They just helped me get the down payment for the new car. So,
But
that's
it is
good.
Just,
like, not spending is, like, the key.
Yeah, and even if that's what I'm saying, like, even if you can get to the point where you're like, I haven't put anything on a credit card in 3 months, like, that feels really good, you know? And that's one thing that, like, not a lot of people our age can say. Like, we've lived for 2 years on just our own money that we've made, and that's
that
it.
That is amazing.
And
yeah.
No other, like, and obviously, like, when we were in the pandemic and we had to ask my parents for money. But, like, other than...
Well, you also had a baby. Like, don't forget yeah. that you also had a baby. So you have to pay for diapers. You have to pay for food and yeah. all that stuff. So,
mm-hmm.
like, you had to get a crib. You had to get, like, everything set yeah. up for a baby and keep the baby alive.
Yeah. So it is possible to, like, even if it's going to take you a long time to pay that money off. Because I know for me it felt like, well, I'm just going to keep putting money on this credit card because it's going to take me forever to pay it off anyway. And so right. it was sort of yeah. like a cycle. And
yeah, it was just like, fuck it, whatever.
Yeah. And it's easy to fall into that. And I'm just here saying, like, I'm still making payments on it. We're still going to be making payments on that period of our life for a while. But, like, we haven't put anything new on our cards in a couple mm-hmm. of years. And that feels really That's good, amazing. Even though yeah. they're not at zero, you know?
Right. Yeah. Well, once mine are paid off, I'm canceling them.
Mm-hmm.
Because I don't need it. I have a car in my name
yeah.
that can build my credit. Like, I'm so sick of having to deal with it.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to save my own credit card by, like, having a backup fund.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm really excited to get my shit together. I really am. But it's just a lot mentally. And
yeah.
again, like I said earlier, I need to schedule a therapist because I feel like a lot of people are dealing with the pandemic exhaustion, working from home exhaustion, like just
oh, yeah.
burnt out on all the bullshit. And so
mm-hmm. and people are so lonely right now. Everybody that I know that has a therapist right now is just talking about how their therapist, like, reinforces that they aren't alone and they're like in how they're feeling yeah. alone, you know, like everybody's yeah. feeling isolated right now, even if you live with roommates and friends and family, everybody's feeling yeah. exhausted. Like, it's just so hard to, like, be in daily life right now, but also, like, it's so hard to be, like, a really good friend to people right now because you're so exhausted. You're like, how do I give anything else to, like,
yeah.
these people who are also so exhausted, you know?
Yes. I think just everyone's just tired of it, and a lot of people are dealing with it by ignoring it, and mm-hmm. a lot of people are dealing with it in other ways, like me.
Well,
it's not good.
Yeah, I mean, I think we're all, you know, ignoring it in some way, and I mean, I think, like, even me, I don't know, like, I'm doing a lot of things right now that are, like, ignoring it, you know? Like,
yeah.
the fact that we're – and there are things that we, like, have to do. But, I mean, like, packing stuff up does take my mind off of things. And, like, moving yeah. still feels normal because I would still be at my house packing things up even if we weren't, like, in a pandemic right now, you know?
Right.
And so, yeah, so that kind of takes my mind off of it. But it's, like – as soon as we get settled in whatever new place there is, it's probably just going to set right back in 24/7, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, there's, like, a light at the end of the tunnel for this whole pandemic thing.
Mm-hmm.
But it's still just as exhausting as it has been. And it's sad to see, like, the one year ago memories of everyone, like, living their best life,
yeah.
including myself, and, like, I don't know. It's just, I feel like I've kind of, like, in the exhaustion, just kind of, like, lost who I am, I guess. Like, it just mm-hmm. feels like I don't know who I am
mm-hmm.
because a year ago I did, and now I'm like, who am I? Because I don't like being around people anymore. Like, it gives me a lot of anxiety.
Yeah.
And I just, I'm like, whatever.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I told my therapist that, like, finding my identity is hard right now because I have been leaning into a lot of things that I haven't wanted to, like, admit about myself or, like,
yeah,
address about myself, I guess. And so it's, I don't know, it's just hard because you are just sitting with yourself all day, every day. And it's, like,
yeah.
the parts of you that you like and the parts of you that you don't like, you know? So,
yeah.
It's hard.
And I, like, used to be a people person where, like, I like talking to different people. Like, I do like talking to the same people, like the people in my life today. I like talking to them, but it's like I like meeting new people. I like having conversations
Me
with
too.
Random ass people. Like these poor people at the checkout lines at the grocery store. You have to check me out. I'm like, here's my life story.
I know.
And they're like, please don't talk to me. And I'm like, but I need to talk to you. And so it's just, I don't know. I just miss working in the office. Like we had a huge office. Like we work for a big company and, I don't know. I just miss it.
Yeah, well, and like you were saying, everybody posting like how great their life was before the pandemic and like this year or this time of year last year, like I was pregnant and also like this weekend, the last normal weekend was my birthday. And so like this time last year, I was looking forward to like, oh, next year I'll be able to like go to all these fun bars that we have here and like do whatever. And like, here I am on this birthday, like, gonna be inside eating gummy worms and watching Disney movies again. Like, let's not kid ourselves.
I don't know. We have watched Twilight at least 10 times this year.
Oh my gosh. Yes,
this year as in 2021, not including 2020. It is just a repeat every day.
Accidentally ended up on Twilight TikTok the other day, and I don't know how it happened, but I was
welcome
like,
welcome to the dark
no,
side.
How did I get on Twilight TikTok?
It's because I sent you that one.
Yes, it is. I didn't even think about that. Oh my gosh.
Welcome to the dark side, Allison.
Yes.
You're on the best side of TikTok, which is Twilight TikTok.
Yes. Also, everybody in our family has been getting over like a weird like seasonal cold, but it's not COVID. We got tested, so it's fine.
Oh, well, that's
I didn't want anybody to hear me coughing and be
wondering.
Like I was like I have
really
to give a
wasn't
disclaimer.
Wondering. I was like I just assumed it was because of talking cuz that happens to me too. Were you like I choke on my spit all the time?
Oh my gosh, no, that does happen to me for real.
It's so embarrassing.
The last 2 days, I'm kind of glad we had to push recording to today because my voice sounds the most normal that it has. But the last 2 days, I've had to take like steam showers because I've just been so clogged up. It's been ridiculous. I'm back. I'm not dying. I am.
Allison's alive.
Yeah.
We're all good.
I'm A-okay. Jason last week got sick on the same day that our apartment flooded, actually, and that was a lot of fun. And he stayed home from work because if you're in the food industry here and you like are sick with anything, they make you go get COVID tested. So he went and got tested, and then it lasted like 2 days for him, but it was just like a cold basically. And then we were both fine for like 2 days. And then I started to get the same thing he had.
Yeah.
And so, yeah. Then I went, and then now I'm, like, starting to get over it, obviously. But it's just this weird, like, thing we each had for 2 days. But I don't know. Who knows?
The new COVID. Just kidding.
I know. Well, it makes me so nervous. And Jason's been like, you can still have a cold, Allison. Like, it's still...
Yeah.
The seasons are
still
changing.
Exist.
Yeah, you can still have a cold. It's fine. I'm like, I know. And he's like, we got negative COVID tests. Like, it's fine.
Yeah, like you got tested. You did the procedures.
Yeah.
You're
and
good.
He
you
got the antibody test, too, because it came free with his COVID test.
Oh, nice.
And so he doesn't have any antibodies or anything. So he's like never.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, he's never had it.
I
supposedly.
Feel like it's going to be like I feel like it's going to be, like, bragging rights after all of this.
Right?
To be like, I never got COVID.
I know. Oh, my gosh. No, I know. And I was kind of, I mean, because we don't know for sure, obviously, but everybody's saying, like, you know, if you have the antibodies, you, like, probably wouldn't get it again or whatever. And that's, like, who knows, you know. But.
Well, the antibodies only last, like, 3 months.
Yeah.
So. You can say that all you want, but 3 months later, you're going to get it again.
Right. But I was kind of thinking, like, because I obviously, like, don't know how any of this works. But I was like, how would, yeah, if it's only, like, a 3-month period, I don't know. I guess I shouldn't be asking questions. I don't know anything about anything. I'm not going to ask any questions.
We are not the CDC. Please don't think that our guidelines and advice is from the CDC.
No, yeah. I'm not trying to say we should or shouldn't do anything or believe anything. I just don't know how it works. I would just like to know how it works, you know?
Me too. I don't know how any of that works, but...
oh, gosh.
I can always just wonder.
No, but yeah, that's, I mean... I feel like I caught you up on pretty much everything.
Yeah, I feel like I did. Oh, I am an aunt officially.
Yes! Oh my gosh, yes!
Oh. That's been like the only really, really good thing that has happened in the past couple weeks or so. I'm an aunt. She's a little perfect little nugget.
She looks so cute. Oh my gosh.
And I can't wait to meet her one of these days. Mm-hmm. They live in Texas, so... I'm in Georgia, mm-hmm. And so with COVID and everything, obviously, I don't want to put the baby or the parents at risk,
right?
Because they are both at risk people, and then they have a baby,
wow.
And so it's like it's just a lot. So it'll be a while, but I know I will one day when everyone stops going to bars, and gets this shit together.
I saw this TikTok that was like, when everything is, like, safe to go to again, like, actually it's safe to do it, can we have, like, how they used to have ladies' night and stuff like that? Can we have, like, people who took the pandemic seriously night? Because she was like, because I don't even want to be in a room with the rest of you people. How am I going to differentiate now?
For real. And, like, it's not like I've been perfect. I've gone to, like, gatherings and stuff, like, not... more than 10 or, yeah, not more than really 10 people. I've gone to restaurants. You know, I'm not perfect, but, like, I have not. And I will proudly say, I have not gone to a bar. I have not gone to a party.
Right.
I have done the bare minimum of, like, what a normal person would want to do.
Yeah.
Like, I know there are people who have been way more safe than me. But, and I'm not proud of the moments that I, like, did break the rules or whatever, but, like,
it's just hard when,
it's just hard.
Well, it's hard, I think, not to see, because I do understand, like, there's, you know, a time and a place and a way to do things safely, but, like, for me, it's hard to see when it's, like, multiple times, you know? And then it's, like, okay, you aren't just making an exception and saying, like, this is, like, worth the risk for this event or this, you know, celebration or whatever. You were just saying, like, oh, it's Friday. And I think for me, the thing that's hard about it is, like, my husband's career is in the service industry. So if you're, like, out bar hopping and, like, messing around and, like, not being careful and you are an asymptomatic carrier and you give it to my husband, he has no choice but to be there and to be at his job. And so that's what's hard for me is people, like, think that if they're going out, they're only putting themselves and the people that they go out with at risk.
Yeah.
And it's like, no, there are people who are, like, just trying to make a living through the pandemic. And, like, if you're not going to be safe everywhere that you go, then you shouldn't be going anywhere. Because there are people who are working class who are, like, just trying to make a living. And, like, also places here like Kansas City, if they get enough COVID positives, like, in a week, then they'll shut down until – everybody's able to quarantine in the restaurant. So, like, not only would you be, like, getting that person sick, but you'd be risking that entire establishment shutting down for 2 weeks. And if that's, like, your favorite small business, they might not be able to afford that. If that's your favorite bar, they might not be able to afford shutting down for 2 weeks. And they've gotten dangerously close to having to make that decision of, like, do we shut down for 2 weeks because too many people have COVID? And, like, that's scary. And then it's scary to go to work, too, because you're working on minimal staff because everybody else has COVID. And you feel like, oh, I'm going to be the one that goes and that gets the place shut down, you know?
Yeah.
So just don't people don't put people in that position that are just trying to go to work and get their job done because you want to have a good time. Like, I understand if you need to go out and if you need to blow off steam, but, like, be safe, stay 6 feet apart from people, double mask, not just when you're close to people, but, like, if you don't have a drink in your mouth or a piece of food in your mouth, you need to have your mask on. Like, it doesn't matter if you're sitting down at a restaurant. It doesn't matter. You need to have it on just out of respect for the people that are there, that are working, not because you believe that COVID is real, not because you believe that everybody should be vaccinated, not because you believe that masks work, but to show respect for the people that are serving you, for the people that are there to provide a service for you, and humble yourself a little bit.
It's not even like a political statement. No. Like, it's literally just,
it's a sign of respect, you know, and it's respect. It's been a sign of respect in other cultures for generations to do that when you go out and when you intermingle with strangers. And I'm just tired of my husband not feeling safe at work. I'm tired. I didn't know I was going to go on this tangent tonight, but, like, wear your damn mask. Like, wear your damn mask so that Val can meet her niece. And so that my husband can feel safe at work. Talking about.
We always get off tangents and then we're like, wait, what was the original point? Oh, yeah. Yes. Yes, please. I just want to meet my little niece.
Yeah.
And, like, it doesn't feel real right now. Mm-hmm. I was even, like, FaceTiming them when they were still in the hospital. And I'm like, yay, this is so exciting. But it's like,
oh, you're going to cry when you meet her. You're going to be like, oh.
I know. Mm. I'm like, oh, my God, she exists. Like, to me, it just feels like an idea.
Yeah.
And, yeah, I'm like, this kind of sucks. But, you know, she exists, and she's healthy and happy, and that's all that matters.
Yep.
It's not my baby, obviously.
Yeah.
So. Gosh. I am excited, and I know my mom's going to call me and be like, you're not excited? But I am. Mm-hmm. I really am. I just, it doesn't feel real because I'm not able to, like, go see them. I'm not able to see her and meet her and hold her. Even if I was able to go over there, it's like, do I hold her? Do I, you know, because it's COVID, so
yeah.
I hope we all get vaccinated soon, and that'll be it.
Yeah, same here. So. And sorry if I offended you on my rant. I am just, those are my feelings. If you don't like them, you don't have to listen to the podcast. Here. Yeah,
and obviously, like, even if you don't agree, like, you can still listen.
It's healthy to hear, you know, other points of view. Yeah.
Yes. We can all have different opinions as long as we're respectful and we're not ignorant. And yeah.
Yeah.
There we go.
I feel that. That's a.
So this has been a random episode.
I was going to say, this is also not a good episode to listen to if you don't agree with us, because this episode was all about us.
It's the Val and Allison show. I mean, it is really.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. The Valison show.
And it is us. So.
Oh my gosh.
Okay, well, we are done catching up, and I feel better. I feel like I have vented. And
good, me too.
Whether you enjoyed listening to it or not, sorry.
I know. I'm excited for our Q&A episode, though, so make sure you get those questions in. If you want to do that, you can go to at thisis20pod on Instagram. That's at thisis20pod, and you can find one of our Q&A posts and ask in the comments, or you can just DM us those questions. And if you want to talk to me directly, you can find me on Instagram at Allison R. Carpenter. That's at AllisonRCarpenter.
And if you want to recommend some therapists to me, my Instagram is at val.burns. That is val.byrnes.
Love it. All right. Well, everybody, wear your masks. Go to therapy. We love you so much.
Drink some water and vent to your friends. And then we'll see you in the next episode.